Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I am your host, Erica Sococcio. And before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a minute to just give a few shout outs. I would love to say thank you so much to all my listeners. Specifically, I'd like to really acknowledge my folks there in Florida. I have a huge following in Florida, and I'm so excited. I hope I get to meet some of you at the Florida NACI conference that's coming up in October. We will have a booth there, so I'm very excited about that. So if you're planning on going to that conference, please stop by our booth and say hello. So many of you are working with new staff, you know, folks who've maybe started with you in the last 90 days, and maybe you're hiring somebody tomorrow. Maybe you have interviews this week and you're planning on bringing new people into your program. So I would really love to say, let's get them set up for success. I hear a lot of, oh, the new people don't want to work. And it's not necessarily that. I think they're looking for, I know that folks are looking for different things than they were prior to the pandemic. And I hate to always reference that, but anybody who is alive at this point in time and was alive before COVID understands there has been a major shift in the way that we function as human beings. I would say even the way that we think about what's important. And I don't know that it's 100% generational anymore, because I'm the older generation and I'm definitely all about, you know, hustle and grind and work really hard. But at the same time, I value my time more. I am a little bit more grateful. There definitely was a shift in my mind and the way that I work prior to COVID to the way I work now. And so we have to consider that. And if you don't move and adjust with the way that the world has changed, you become a dinosaur and irrelevant. And it's very hard to attract people into that type of atmosphere, right? It can't just be, well, just show up, I'm going to pay you, and that's how it's going to be. People aren't looking to work at those kinds of places anymore. They're looking for places where they're going to make an impact and where they feel valued and part of something larger. And I think that we're all looking for that now. Even as an employer myself, I'm just not looking for bodies. I'm just not looking for somebody to punch in and punch out. I'm really looking for somebody who's going to plug into my culture. And I know you probably are too. And certainly if you run a great program, you know our fields, we need more than bodies. We need people who are engaged, connected, of course, with our parents, of course, with our students, but also with our vision, our mission, our culture, our colleagues. We need all those things to really have a great program and be successful. So I want to talk about 12 ways that you can create an amazing employee onboarding program. Let's start with number one. Let's get personal. Having a personalized welcome to start the onboard process with personalized welcome messages from the team or the manager will really help the new employee feel valued and appreciated. And you know, the funny thing that I always think about is we do so much more for somebody who's leaving our company than when somebody's coming in, right? We do the card and the cake and wish them good luck, which of course we should, but we should do the same amount of enthusiasm for when someone joins our team. Now, there are a few things that you can do that I have done personally. One thing you could do is send out a card or a letter, not to the applicant themselves, but to their family, and say, thank you, Smith family. We are so excited to have Miss Jones or Miss Susie, sorry, give her two last names. Very progressive, to have her join our team. And thank you so much for sharing her with our greater community here at ABC Childcare. You also could mail them out something ahead of time. If you know a little bit about them and you're taking notes, in their interview. Like maybe you ask them their favorite, you know, coffee shop or their favorite type of music, and you send them a gift card to Apple Tunes or the local coffee shop and say, on your way into work, we hope that you have a great first day. Stop by here and get your coffee or donut or whatever it is. But, you know, imagine buying them their first cup of coffee on their first day into work before they've even started. Like, that already makes you feel welcome. Maybe you can make a big welcome sign with the students and have them put all the handprints on it. Welcome to our school community. You could have the parents do something. There's a lot of different things you can do, but make it personalized. Maybe you have a couple employees starting on the same day at the same time. You can do something more in a group type of setting, or they have so many cool things at, gosh, there's so many companies now. But, you know, you could do a water bottle that says, welcome to our epic team, or, you know, something like that. Now, I know we're all excited about our logos and our uniforms. I wouldn't really say that would be the thing I would give. I would do something that's really more personalized. Maybe it's their name on a pen or their name on a planner or a cup or, you know, anything that you can think of that would make it very distinct that you would be giving to only them. So that would be my first thing that I would do. Secondly, I would say you have to have clear expectations. Clearly outline the expectations and goals from the new hire so that way they know what is expected of them in their role and how they contribute to the greater community of your center. And maybe this is something that we don't do well enough. We might say, yeah, you're going to work in XYZ classroom and this person is your partner. These are your students. Here's where the bathroom is. Here's, you know, where the cleaning supplies are. Here's the no photo list, right? This is, you know, kind of, you know, our systems, our checklist of, you know, who's allergic to peanut butter, all those things that we do during the, you know, first or second day. But the bigger picture in terms of clear expectations. So it's one thing to say we have a parent portal childcare app that we use to communicate with parents. That's great. But do you have the expectation that there are a certain number of entries per day? And if there is, the new employee should know what that is. Whether it is we take one picture in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, and then a summary of how the child's day went. Whatever your standard is, make sure that it's clear. It's a lot easier to train somebody the right way the first time than to take the time to bring them in the office, recorrect them, retrain them. Just do it right the first time. The other thing I think that really happens a lot is we expect the staff to train the new folks. Okay, this is the lead teacher. You're going to be your TA. Show her the ropes. That should not be happening in the first, you know, week or two of training. I really feel like that should come from somebody who is very specialized in onboarding. Now, of course, the lead teacher should be part of it, but not all of it. It shouldn't be like, this is your room, here you go. Now, I know many of us are like, it's kind of like trial by fire, or you're so short staffed that you, unfortunately, as much as you would love to do some really great onboarding, you have to get them in a classroom. So how do you overcome that? Well, honestly, maybe it means that you hop in a classroom for a little bit of time and give the lead teacher or your onboarding person time with that new employee. So just making sure you have those clear expectations. You certainly should have a very structured training. Provide a structured training program that covers all the aspects of the job, including company policies, procedures, and the tools that they will be using. Now, 95% of centers use some type of online application to communicate with parents. Make sure that they really understand how to use it and also what is okay to post and what is not okay to post. I have found in my experience, sometimes I have to go back and say, gee, I really wouldn't have worded it that way. And perhaps there is a setting where you can put permissions where you read something before it goes out to parents. But if not, make sure you get really clear with your staff as to what to post, how to post, and how frequently. Your structured training can include lots of different methods because we know as people that people learn different ways. So it can include video, audio, workbooks, activities, tours, and checklists, and hands-on opportunities, of course. So make sure that you mix it up so that it isn't just watch a video and then that's it, you're off to the races. Make sure you mix it up and give them an opportunity to ask frequent questions. You could also, for tip number four, create a buddy system. Pair new hires with a buddy or mentor who can help them navigate their new role and provide support and guidance. You know, like the new kid who starts a new school, right? We pair them with a buddy so they're not eating lunch alone. So you want to do the same for your new employees. Hook them up with somebody in your program that's has a great attitude, has a great personality, and, you know, likes to help or welcome the new people. Maybe if you have enough of staff and you have a big team, maybe even make a welcoming committee. And the welcoming committee makes it their goal to make sure everybody feels welcome when they start your program. You want to have some type of feedback mechanism for tip number five. You want to create a feedback mechanism where new hires can share their thoughts and concerns about the onboarding process. This will also help you continuously improve and refine the program. And I have found that myself, when we created a onboarding template, I collaborated with lead teachers, TAs, new hires, and the directors. And we really, you know, said, what should they know before they enter a classroom? And everybody had different perspectives and feedback as to what they should know and who should show it and how they should show it and when they should show it and all of that, you know, type of information. Like on day two, they should know XYZ. On day three, we should introduce ABC, right? So you should do the same. If you don't have a system in place, not everybody is going to be trained the same and you're not going to get the same result or the results you want. And again, you're going to spend a lot of time retraining, taking people in the office, you know, unfortunately creating problems that you probably don't even have to have at your center, like upset parents, you know? So make sure that you're have some type of way that people can give you feedback. And tip number six, I would say, is social integration. Encourage social integration by organizing team building activities, lunches, to help the new hires get to know the colleagues and make them feel part of the team. You know, I really love fun social events. So, you know, that to me is a no-brainer. And make sure, again, that you mix people up because people tend to gravitate towards the people they already know. So, you know, maybe you do something where you team people up for an activity that never worked together. And maybe put your most seasoned folks with your newest folks. And I think that makes it fun and exciting for both people. The new folks get to learn about the company culture and the older folks get to learn more about these new colleagues that have joined the company. You want to always make sure that you have continuous support. So tip number seven is to offer continuous support and check-in throughout the onboarding process. That way you can address any concerns that a new hire may have. And if you have people who start your program and then don't come back after the first week or second week, and you see that happening a lot, the problem is you. The problem is the culture. The problem is the onboarding process. The problem is somewhere there. Because no one accepts a job for, you know, with the intent to go in for a week or two. They just don't. So you haven't done your job correctly if you have people flooding out the doors, you know, week two, week three, yeah, even week four. You know that you haven't done a good job. So go back and look at how things are going and get feedback again from your team. A lot of people move jobs because they feel stagnant. So tip number eight is to make sure that there is career development opportunities. Provide opportunities for career development and growth, such as training programs, mentorship programs, and opportunities for advancement within the company. Type it out. Give them a paper that says, here's how you get to grow from a TA to a lead. Here are the checkboxes. Here's how you move from a lead to an assistant director. Checkboxes. Here's how you move from assistant director to director. Checkboxes. So make it very clear so people know what they have to do in terms of experience, in terms of certifications, in terms of professional development, in terms of attitude, dependability, all the things that you consider when you move folks up the ladder. And if you get really great people and there's nowhere for them to go or grow, they're going to leave. So even if you have to make something up so that they have new opportunities to do new, fun, exciting work. And if you don't, again, you're going to lose them. They're going to check out. You're not going to get them at their optimal performance. So it's going to be fun and exciting. Everybody should be excited about going back to work on Monday. Number 10 is definitely company culture. Introduce the new hires to the company culture and its values. And that will really help them understand what is important to the organization and how they can contribute to its success. In my office, we have not only the company values and culture mission statements on the walls. I will frequently ask folks, what is our mission? What is our culture? What are our four core values? All the time I do it. I might do it at a strategic planning meeting. I might do it as a fun contest. There's just lots of different ways to do it. But the more you talk about it, the more you implement it, or even when you're training, you can go back and say, professionalism is really important to us. It's one of our four core values. Here's what it looks like in our center. It means that we do XYZ. It means that we wear our uniform, our name tag. We come in presentable. It means that our lesson plans are done on time. It means that we talk to our parents respectfully. It means that we keep confidentiality about other people in the building, about our families. So just, give them examples as to how you implement those values. Because it's all great that it's hanging on the wall. It's even better if people know what they are right off the top of their head. And then, of course, the best is when they implement it and they can articulate how they implement it every day in their daily work. Tip number 10 is celebrating milestones. We all love to celebrate milestones and achievements of our team. And during the onboarding progress, it's really important that we recognize the new employees' progress and accomplishments. So in our state, we have 18-hour PD on health and safety that you have to do in Rhode Island. So we give our team their first 90 days to get that and a CPR card. So after they've done that, you can have some type of a mini graduation that they have completed all of the requirements that are required for the first 90 days of employment. And, do it fun. Like, you could maybe have a picture of them holding up their CPR card, sending that out to the parents, or you could do it on your Facebook page, Miss So-and-so just got her third certification in XYZ. But celebrate those milestones. Do it in the classroom. Do it any way you can. Your newsletters. But we all like to be celebrated. And then also keep in mind the way that that particular staff member likes to be acknowledged, because they don't all like to be acknowledged the same way. Some people like it privately, other people publicly. Some people need that kind of great job motivation to keep moving forward. Other folks, it's intrinsic and they're just proud of themselves. So this is where knowing your team and really staying connected and plugging in comes handy. It's when you're figuring out what is the best way to recognize your staff's achievements. You want to have, for tip number 11, a feedback loop. Establish a feedback loop with managers and team members to gather insights on how the new onboarding program can be improved and refined for future hires, especially asking the new hires who just completed the process. Because the way you did it 10 years ago probably and should look different than the way you are now. So it's really important to get the folks who just completed it or recently completed your onboard process to make sure that you're moving in the right direction and it's getting better and better, not the opposite. And last but not least, tip number 12, follow up. Follow up with new hires after the onboarding process is complete to ensure they are settling in well and address any additional support or training needs they might have. So I would say if you implement those 12 strategies, and you could probably add more, but if you start with those 12 strategies, you are definitely going to create an amazing employee onboarding program. It'll set your new hires up for success and foster a positive and welcoming company culture. Remember, investing in your employees' success from day one will pay off in the long run. They will stay motivated and engaged team members who are ready to contribute to your childcare center's growth and success. So that's it for today. If you liked our podcast, please give us a review on Apple platform. Also, follow our Facebook groups or Facebook page, and I look forward to connecting with you. Until then, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up, and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.